I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1262. Just ask. I confess, I can be ridiculously stubborn and prideful. I can be lost in a store or driving down the road long, long, long before I'll admit to myself or anybody else that I'm lost, and then humbly ask for help. I'll try a lot of different things before I admit I need somebody else to come and show me the way. How often are we making life lots harder than it has to be because we won't just ask? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. All around us, every day, there are people who need help. They need a word of encouragement, a little bit of direction. They need something that you can supply if you'll only do so. In the book, The Dance of Hope, Bill Fry reminds us of the day that he tried to pull a stump out of the Georgia dirt. He was 11. I crowbarred for hours, but the root system was so deep, I couldn't pull it out. I was struggling when my father came over. "I think I see your problem," he said. "What's that?" I asked. "You're not using all your strength," he replied. I exploded. I told him how hard I had worked. "No," he said, "you're not using all your strength." When I cooled down, I asked him what he meant, and he said, "You haven't asked me to help you yet." Some of your worries have deep root systems, friends. Some of them are hard, and you've been working on them for a long time. But you don't have to do it alone. You can present the challenge to your father and ask for his help. What is it about the me by myself posture that keeps us from getting blessed by the help of others and the Lord? Psalm 28 verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." And Galatians 6 gives us the human level with this gem: "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Don't you see? We need the Lord, and we need one another. And the sooner we can swallow our pride and stop pretending that we got this and acknowledge our need, the sooner we can find the joy, yes, the joy of doing life with others in the Lord. You know how our self-talk goes. "I should be able to handle this. This shouldn't be such a big problem. It's too insignificant for God to care about. I'm not going to bother anybody else." But everything's falling apart, and everything's not fine. And you get more and more irrational. You need help, but you won't admit it, and your pride takes over. That is not from the Lord. You need to talk to someone. You need to start with God, and then maybe one of God's helpers. Actually, friends, needing God is the way God intended for it to be all along, from the very beginning. It's not good that man should be alone. And when we ask for help, we bless the people who can and want to help us. When you find you're weak in one area and you call on someone else who is strong in that area, man, you're giving them an opportunity to exercise their God-given gifts. Don't you love it when you can help someone who needs what you can offer? So here comes the T2G. Are you ready? People are often floating the "I need help" trial balloon your way to see if you'll respond. It might sound like this: "Oh, I'm so tired. I got so much to do. I don't think I can get it all done. I just wish I knew what to do next. This is so hard." "God helps those who help themselves" is not in the Bible. And neither is "God won't give us more than we can bear." People say it all the time, but it's not there. That verse they're referring to is talking about temptation. The truth is, God is a master of helping those who can't help themselves. That's the point. And we often have more than we can bear, and we need Him and others to help us through it. Psalm 72, 12 and 13. "For He delivers the needy when He calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy." Here's the great question. Is there an area of your life where you need help and it's time to just ask? And is there someone sending you signals for help and waiting to see if you will be the hands and feet of Jesus for them right now. Let's pray. Dear God, in humble reverence, we come before you, setting aside our pride and acknowledging our own limitations. We recognize that we need guidance and strength and assistance. Give us wisdom to admit it. And then help us to be attentive and compassionate to those offering silent pleas our way, to extend a helping hand to the struggling in your name. Thank you for guiding and strengthening us and sending people our way. Help us to be that for others. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1263. And in the meantime, it'll surprise you the joy you'll experience when you can bear someone else's burden. And it will surprise you when you allow someone else to bear yours. Isn't it time we just ask?